You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Why do people have to be so mean about everything? I'm exhausted. Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give a speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock!
We are going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, why do people have to be so mean about everything? I'm exhausted. And Glenn, I think we can all relate.
Heck yeah, I'm exhausted too. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, it's funny. You look at the social media type stuff, and you look at what people say and do. It's kind of unbelievable how much just raw. I mean, I can be a grumpy person. I can rip on things as much as anybody. But if a person like me can read some of this stuff online and say, whoa, what's the deal? You know, at some point, and I get the idea you're sort of venting something, you don't like something, you want to just be, and you're having a bad day, so you want to put that on the rest of the world. I understand that. I hope I curb that within myself sometimes, but I get that. But I think it is exhausting to be around that and just having people put that on us. And so I think it's about how can we move beyond that and recognize that we're not crazy for feeling the way that we do about that.
I think it's a great point. And, Jed, I think one of the maybe a good first step onto understanding that is to analyze it a little bit. Not that we need to get in the ins and outs of why people are being jerks, but to if we understand a little bit of that, because it can feel like this just constant wave of negativity.
Yeah.
But if we want to combat it in ourselves and best we can in other people, we may want to start with some understanding.
There's no doubt. I think one of the reasons why it's good to get some understanding is that any dynamic that we just don't know what this is at all, it creates a lot of mental tension. I mean, when people are acting a certain way and it's bad and we have no explanation for what that thing is, That's even worse. That's more exhausting. Yeah. It's more fatiguing. It's almost impossible to have a sense of peace about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's weird, but it's true that you can be dealing with bad things, but not exactly stressed out by them. You can have, you know, this is a struggle and it's, I don't like it and I don't like the way it feels, but it's not freaking me out. You know, I'm able to you know, have some calm about it. If we don't understand it, it's so hard to have any degree of calm about it. And I think we got to acknowledge too that in some senses it feels like this is accelerating and getting worse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's certain problems like, it's always been that way. What are you going to do? People are people. But you know, when I was growing up, I remember, you know, my mom saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I mean, that was a common maxim, and that feels almost antiquated now. You watch, you know, a period drama on the BBC, and it's people who they can't imagine saying anything unpleasant to one another. You know, that feels like this quaint notion where at this point, kind of like Glenn's saying, it's like if you're not screaming at the top of your lungs and just, you know, saying the worst things you can think of to everyone around you, it's like you feel like an alien.
Right.
You know, I mean, what's wrong with you? So we want you to have peace. We want you to have positivity. We don't want you to be exhausted. And in our experience, the way to get there is to start by understanding what we're dealing with. And two questions in particular. Where is this coming from? And then in turn, what do we do about it in our own individual life?
Very good questions. We'll break it down when we come back right here on the Prince Podcast. Glenn Fitzgerald.
You're just so mean.
I don't even know what I would have had time to say in that short time. I guess it was in the tone.
I just had enough.
Well, that's entirely fair. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
You're a mean one, Mr. King.
Is that what that song's about? That's a pretty good Boris Karloff. I have to say that. I want to be negative, but that's, it's hard to. That's just delightful. We're here to answer a question that comes in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, why do people have to be so mean about everything? I'm exhausted. And as we mentioned in the first segment, we get that.
Yeah.
Us too. And Glenn, we close out that first segment with Jed giving us the very good idea that we need to do a little bit of interrogation on where is this coming from, mm-hmm. and why are people reacting this way? And when we have this in ourselves, why do we want to feel that way?
Right.
So how would we start about looking at that?
Let me give you two big areas that drive a lot of this kind of negativity that you're looking at. One is the concept that hurting people hurt people. That's just kind of how things happen. And that's true for all of us. That's how I am. When I'm in a hurting position, I'm going to lash out and say things I wouldn't say when I'm not in that hurting place. You know, if I'm sick, if I'm hungry, if I'm angry, if I'm lonely, depressed, tired, whatever those things are, I'm going to end up saying things I don't really mean, that kind of thing. So that's where a lot of this comes from. The second big concept I would give you is about drama, you know, to where for a lot of people where their life lacks meaning, they sort of put drama in there so that it looks like I have a meaningful life. If I have a lot of opinions, that's like I have a lot going on. Wow! The opposite is true. The more that you have going on, the less opinionated you are, the less you get caught up in small and petty things.
That's absolutely right. I think those are both very, very sharp and very true observations. Jed, I guess the question that brings me to is, so if I understand that that's where a lot of this negativity that's crushing my soul is coming from, how does that help?
Well, I think the first thing that it helps with is we have a box to put it in. This isn't just random behavior. And again, random behavior is exhausting to our brain in a way that very few things are. So we've got a box to put it in. That's really important. But the second thing is we can recognize this doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
Even when it's pointed at me, even when I am the person suffering under it, it's not to excuse it in any way, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. You know, hurting people hurt people. This is a person who has been wounded. This is a person who has suffered in their life. And out of that pain, they are lashing out at other people. I happen to be the person that's on the receiving end of said lashing at the moment, but that's not about me. That's not a commentary on me. That's not a statement about me. Similarly, this person, that's Bob here, Cindy. Cindy's bored. She doesn't have anything going on in her life. She doesn't have anything she feels good about. She doesn't have anything that gives her a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And she's kind of just making stuff up in order to feel like something is going on in her life. That doesn't have anything to do with me. That's just, you know, again, I might be suffering underneath it, which we need to figure out, but it's not a statement about me. It just doesn't have anything to do with me. The question we need to ask is, what does have to do with me? What do I do for myself about all this so that I can have a better life and not be suffering unnecessarily under this kind of negativity?
That's exactly what we'll look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lab.
The Lord My God. Consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the storm.
here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't like Matt's shirt.
Well, that's fair. It is just Glenn's face with devil horns and a mustache on it. So, to be fair, that was pretty aggressive on my part.
I gave it a 1 star out of 5.
Wow. No one's going to come to my shirt now.
Yeah.
Also, do I just produce the show, The Benefits of News Together, Jed Brewer?
Dude, I can't tell you how much I want to start getting custom printed shirts with people's faces with devil horns on them. Right. Wear them when I see them and just make no reference to it at all. Right. Just let them figure it out. Do the math.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I want to start my own website that looks exactly like Yelp, but it's just me reviewing things about people I know and then sending them links to it. And that ties into tonight's question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, why do people have to be so mean about everything? I'm exhausted. And Glenn, one of the things we closed out with that last week, kind of as we're joking about in the intro there, is Jed saying, you know, there is this wave of negativity. That's not in your head. There are reasons for it. People get bored, people are hurt, and that's how they're lashing out. But what are the things we can do to not let that get to us in the way that it might be getting to us right now?
Well, yeah, I think it's about, we would say it's about venting it, but it's about expressing that and expressing it in an environment where people sympathize, where they understand it. And it's really important to express that to someone who's a mentor, someone who's a counselor, someone who's pastoring you, that kind of person, where you can express these things to get them off of your chest, but with the idea that you're getting perspective on that and you're getting past that, where you're able to give those things up. Maybe that's through prayer. Maybe that's through just sort of the emotional release of realizing I don't have to be mad about this anymore. I don't have to be enraged about all these things. You know, I think sometimes we have the mentality of if you care, you will have this rage about you. And that I want to be a caring person. I want to care about the world and all of that. But turning that into something positive and having something you can do forward moving is really important.
I think it's a great point, Jed. I think there's a double benefit to that as far as we are all people who just by nature being the world experience this negativity from other people. But as we pointed out, we're kind of joking about there, we all have the potential for this in us.
Yeah.
So Glenn may hate my shirt, but instead of starting the Twitter account at I Hate Matt Shirt.
Yeah.
He can do something else with his life.
Yes.
And not like my shirt may have less to do with that. So what are the, I think there are more benefits to starting on the path of a good life than we may even believe.
No doubt about it. Look, you deserve to have, and we want for you, a life that has meaning in it, a life that has purpose in it, a life where you feel like you want to get out of bed in the morning. You deserve to have that. We want that for you. We believe God wants that for you. That life's going to have a couple of key ingredients for sure. One is a sense of growth to it. That should include growth in your education, in your career, in your relationships, all of that good stuff. It should also include serving other people in some kind of way. People are happier and they're more contented when their life is about more than just themselves, when it's bigger than just themselves. I think if you are pursuing a life where you're growing and pursuing a life where you're serving other people and you're having a whole life, you're likely to meet people along the way who are doing the same thing, who are far more likely to be positive people and encouraging people. And so it creates this cool thing where it's a bit of a positive feedback loop and you guys can encourage each other. And that's the life we want for you.
It absolutely is. And if you don't know where you start with that, if you might need, as Glenn is saying, to vent someone like a counselor, if you want to, might want to get involved in an animal rescue or a homeless shelter or something that's positive that way, you have no idea where to start, email us to bridgeloud@gmail.com. We'd love to help you get started on that journey.
Things up, it's easy. Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I also hate Jed's shirt.
Is it possible you're just anti-shirt?
Well, just y'all's shirts.
Y'all. Right.
Yeah, I really, really don't like y'all's
shirts. That's far more hurtful.
Yeah.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm wearing two shirts at the moment, so...
Hate them both.
Oh, wow. I was hoping, like, maybe he didn't like the combination, so it'd be easily fixable.
No, either one, they're both awful.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, we are going to answer a question this week that I'm getting to think more and more may have come in from someone who knows Glenn personally. It says, why do people have to be so mean about everything? I'm exhausted. And there are things that annoy us all. For Glenn, it's apparently everything Jed and I think, do, and wear. But there are also some things that are balm for that, no matter how bad you're feeling, no matter how... And for us, that's the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, in our day job, we work with folks coming out of jail, we work with folks coming out of addiction, and if you think whatever you have is a negative environment, and I don't want to downplay much how much it is, jail is far more so.
Yes.
So there's... I think we deal with a lot of... When we transition, folks getting out, we want to get plugged into churches and positive communities. There's almost an idea of, I don't even know how to be positive. I've never done this before. So
yes.
When you're working with people who are getting started on that journey to that happier life, what do you tell them?
Well, yeah, we were at Cook County Jail earlier today, and we're talking with guys who are really in a negative space. And we're trying to minister to them. We're trying to get some sermon time going, some worship time going. And they were trying to get into that. But part of what we're talking about is, rather than trying to take all this evil that's in your life, all the problems and struggles and things you're dealing with, rather than fight that with something else that's evil, push back in anger and frustration and rage and all of that, to instead overcome evil with good. And that's what the Bible tells us to do, rather than being overcome by evil, overcome evil with good. And I think that's about letting God be good to you, letting Him give you peace, letting Him sympathize with your hurts and be understanding of what you're going through and give you that love. And then now you're transforming. You could transform others, and you make everyone else's life better.
I think it's a great point. I think this all ties into something that we've been talking about throughout the show, which is just not letting that negativity dictate the way you interact with the world. There are always positive things to be done in this situation. If you, at the top of the show, you see something on social media, you see something on the news that you think is just extra strength level, awful, and should not exist, and is a great evil in the world, that in itself is not negativity. That can oftentimes be an accurate reading of a situation happening. The negativity is when you decide the thing you should do is find someone and yell at them about that, be that in life or yelling at your TV or on your Twitter account, whatever. There's always something to be done about it. When you have eyes to do that, to find out what's the thing I can do, even if it's just a little bit, to help in this situation, to help these people who I think are being unjustly dealt with, to help fight back against this thing, that's going to feel a lot better. And that's the life we want for you. That's the life God wants for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Tell me.